Thank you, George. Appreciate that.
We'll be reading out of Psalms tonight for our reading. I believe it's Psalm 11 tonight. And if you'd like to come read, you're sure welcome to do so. And just get in line like we always do. And so we'll start in chapter 11. All right, so let's just read a chapter apiece. Okay. As we stand tonight in honor of God's Word.
How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, and that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in the holy temple, his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous, for the righteous Lord loveth righteous. His countenance doth behold the upright.
Amen, brother.
Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases. For the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all the flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted.
Amen, brother.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me.
Amen. Yes.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Mm-hmm. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. And the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. Let's go back to 1 John tonight in chapter 5. We'd like to finish up what we began on Sunday here tonight. And so we want to continue the thought on overcoming the world. So we find in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, it says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. That's the first time it's mentioned. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That's twice. Verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world? That's the third time. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you'd help us to understand. God, that we would see, Lord, that this world must be overcome. God, we can't allow this world to overcome us. God, we can't tonight, dear God, allow the world to bring a conquering and, Lord, subduing into our lives. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to get the victory tonight. God, open every heart and every soul. I pray tonight, God, that men and women and boys and girls tonight, Lord, would not look to their flesh to overcome the world, not look to their intellect. God, not look, dear God, to a work. God, not look, dear God, to a power or a strength of any kind. But God, they'd look to the Word of God and to hear what God has to say of how man and woman can overcome this world. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, there's nobody in this room that the world, God, has overcome. I pray nobody in here tonight, dear God, Father, has been defeated by this world. I pray, Lord, all of us would leave out of here as victors tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So in kind of a review tonight, we began the message last on Sunday morning about the threat of the world. And so we know and understand that if we don't know there's a threat of the world, well then the overcoming of the world has no meaning. It has no significance. And so we tried to, with the help of the Lord Sunday morning, to bring to your attention the threat of the world because of its leader. The leader being in 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, in whom the God of this world. Tonight, Satan is the God of this world. And just because of its leader tonight, you and I are to have a respect in such a way that it will bring a threat to us and to our family and to our church. Tonight, we find in Mark chapter 4, when the devil came to Jesus in the way of the wilderness, and the devil with his audacity and boldness would say to the creator of the world, Jesus, that if you see these kingdoms and its glory, if you'd bow down to me and worship me, I would give you these kingdoms and the glory of it. Tonight, knowing that Satan tonight has some power and authority in the world in which we live. We found in John 14:30 that the Bible says, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing to do with me. And so tonight we find that Satan, the devil, has nothing to do with Jesus. Jesus is our life. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our Savior. And tonight the world don't have the Lord, don't have the Savior. And so we find that Satan has nothing to do with Jesus. And we see that Jesus tonight is one Lord, that we love and we care for. So that brings a threat. James 4:4 says, the adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is at enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. My, what a statement that is in that chapter, in that verse, that if you have a love of the world, if you have a friendship of the world, then you are an enemy of God. There's a threat tonight. I hope you see it. But not because of its leader, but because of its lust. Talked about the fashions of the world, the elements of the world, the course of the world. We talked about tonight the rudiments of the world, the corruption of the world, the pollutions of the world, the ingredients of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. We find tonight that the world has a great threat because of its lust. Tonight, lust on TV, lust in music, lust in billboards, lust amongst the people, lust amongst the government in which we have, the lust, even in churches tonight, is a threat to us tonight. And so we have to overcome the world because of its leader and because of its lust, but then because of its love. John 15, we read that Jesus said, the world will hate me. And so tonight, why would we want to be part of a world that hates Jesus? And then the Bible says, Jesus said that the world will hate you. And so tonight we're trying to live in a world that hates us, trying to live in a world that hates the church. hates the children of God, hates the son and daughters of God tonight. There's a threat with this world. We got to overcome it because it hates the church. It hates the word of God. With John 7:7, Jesus said, the reason why you hate me is because I reveal or manifest your sin. And you don't want your sin to be manifested. And the word of God does that tonight. And so they hate the word of God. And so we find a threat because of their love. We find a threat because of their lostness. The Bible says in 1 John 5:19, it says, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. That's just not America. That's just not your street. That's the whole world tonight. It lieth. It's the bed of wickedness. It's the the pool of wickedness, the world tonight. And there's nothing more but wickedness. The Bible says in 1 John 2:17, the world passeth away. Tonight, that's a threat. Why would you want to be part of the world that's just going to pass away? The Bible says in Romans 3:19, that all the world become guilty before God. So tonight, the world, as you see it tonight, is guilty before God. The Bible also says in Revelation 12:9, that the great dragon was cast out, and the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Tonight, devil has deceived the whole world. Everybody that's not saved tonight is deceived. And those that are saved tonight, you were deceived. And everyone's born out of the mother's womb is deceived. Tonight, that's just what the Bible teaches. That's just the truth of the matter. We find the threat of the world is because of its lostness. We also understand that the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. We'll not go through that tonight, but it's talking about the great white throne judgment. When the dead shall rise out of the sea and out of the grave and out of hell, and they'll stand before God, and God open up the books and see what they've done by their works, and then God open up the book of life, and whosoever name was not written in the Lamb's book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. The Bible says that death and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire. That are them. Those that will be cast into the lake of fire is the world that has been deceived by the devil. There's a threat tonight of this world in our lives. We have to overcome it. If you haven't overcome it tonight, you're still in it, and I pray that you will someday. We talked about the truth of the world. The Bible says there in verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. We talked about everybody's born naturally. You're born earthly, you're born worldly, and you're born fleshly. No rehab will correct that. No reformation will correct that. No retraining will change that. New rules, strict rules, stronger rules, none of those things will change you. You're still born naturally. According to the scripture here, those that overcome this world that brings a threat to us and our family, you're going to have to be born of God. And so you must be spiritually born, not naturally born. Of course, all of us are naturally born. But if you're going to overcome the world tonight, it won't be because you were born naturally. It will be because you were born spiritually, born of God. The word born there means conceived. You have to be conceived of God. What conceives you? The Spirit of God and the Word of God. Also, the Bible, the word born of God means to be born. In other words, this is not a figment of our imagination. This isn't something when somebody says, hey, I got born again, and you say, yeah, you'll get over that. Somebody says, well, I got born again. You're born again. I'm born again. Yeah, but that's just a mindset. That's not real true. No, being born of God tonight is really being born. And so as we see tonight, it also means an offspring. So when you get born again, you become an offspring of God. And so now you're a child of God. Now you're a son of God and a daughter of God. Matter of fact, it just means kin. You're a kin of God tonight. And so that's how you overcome tonight the world, is by becoming an offspring, a kin of God, being one who's born of God and one who's been conceived of God. In other words, a word that will describe that is regeneration. Regeneration tonight means spiritual rebirth and new birth. I wrote some things down about what that means to us tonight, regeneration or be born of God. It means a spiritual change by an act of God. You know, a lot of people try to change their lives and think they got spiritual. A lot of people change their lives. They stop doing the things they were doing. They start doing some different things, and they feel like they're saved. They feel like they made a change in their life. So they made a New Year's resolution, right? And so you make that resolution, and then you do it for a while, and you kind of pat yourself on the back as you've accomplished something. Tonight, regeneration, being born again tonight, is a spiritual change by an act of God. God has to work in your life. It's not you doing anything with you. It's God doing something with you tonight. This word regeneration means the sinful nature is changed and enabled to respond to God in faith. You see, in order for us tonight to be born of God, we've got to be called by God. Tonight, we're not going to be called by God unless we hear the gospel. And while we hear the gospel tonight, we'll find that the Holy Ghost of God will convince us of sin and righteousness and judgment. And then tonight we'll also understand that Word of God, by hearing the Word of God, we'll find faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. While the Spirit of God is bringing conviction and while the Word of God is giving faith tonight, that God will begin to work in your life. And while in working in your life in those two arenas, you'll find that you'll finally come to the place where you can put your faith in Christ. Except you be called. Except the Father calls you, you can't come unto Him. And so tonight, this thing about regeneration is a sinful nature changed and enabled to respond to God in faith. Radical change of character from self-reliance to God-reliance. That's regeneration. Where you come to your place and you say, listen, man, I'm radically different. I'm radically changed. I'm not just some sort change. I'm not a little change. I'm not part change. I'm not a half change. My foot's changed. My arm's changed. My eyes changed. No, it's a radical change in this regeneration, being born of God tonight. You are radical, and I like that word, radical change. Amen? You jump from self-reliance to God-reliance. Another definition of this regeneration or being born again is a renewing of the mind, the change of the will, and a new nature. When you get born again, your mind changes, your will changes, and your nature changes. Amen? You're not the same. If any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. Old things are passed away. What? Behold, all things become new. That's just the way that it is. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I'm just saying tonight that whenever you get regenerated, it will be a renewing in the will of the mind. And it's also restoring to the right relationship with God in Christ. That's what it means to be born of God. It also is, as it was in Adam, it was in the garden. We talked about 1 Corinthians 15:45, and so it was written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. We find the first Adam was a living soul. We find that when Jesus comes into your life, you become a quickening soul. 1 Corinthians 15:22, for as in Adam all die, even as so in Christ shall all be made alive. That's regeneration. We all come in Adam. Tonight, that's natural. And when you get born again, it's spiritual. And so tonight, that's just what that means, born again. Now, those that are born again are born of God tonight. They will overcome the world. And that is a truth. Amen? That will not change. It's a truth that cannot change. And it is this, that you must overcome the world. If you're here tonight and you've never been born again, you've never been born of God tonight, you've never repented of sin and received Christ as Lord and Savior, you've never been changed into a new creature, you've never tonight have been radically moved by God, by act of God tonight, friend, you cannot come out of this world and you'll go where the world goes unless tonight you get born of God. You must overcome the world. Amen. So we talked about the truth. Thirdly, we talked about the triumph of the world. Verse 4, that Bible, the word overcometh is the same word as victory. This is the victory that overcometh. Now the word victory and the word overcometh means conquer. It means to conquer completely. And when you get born again and you overcome the world, you don't overcome some of the world. You don't overcome a part of the world. You don't overcome the bad parts of the world, and you keep the good parts of the world. You don't have choice. God don't say, okay, I'm going to save you. What part of the world do you want to keep? That's not the plan. That's not the contract. The contract is this, is that you must repent of your sin, and that's all sin. Amen. And get saved wholly and completely. And so we find tonight that word means conquer completely. It means prevail assuredly. It means to subdue entirely. Man, them are strong words tonight. When you say I'm subdued, or you say that I subdued, that's pretty powerful. Conquering is very powerful. Victory is real powerful. We find that prevailing is powerful. If you use any of those four terms in life tonight, or anywhere you go in business or life or however else you want to do, the word victory, prevail, subdue, and conquer, friend, those are serious words tonight. And they have great meanings and powerful meanings. Number one, this triumph of the world to get the victory tonight, it's just a truth. And it's not a falsehood. It says this, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That's a truth. It's not a falsehood. It's not deception. There's no changes. We find also that it's a thrill. Verse 4 talks about the word overcome. Win. Beat. Tonight, to know that I've overcome the world is a thrill in my heart. I know that this morning when I got up, that the world ain't got a chance against me. The things of the world don't have any kind of hold on me. The sin of this world tonight has no dominion on me, for I'm not under the law, but I'm under grace. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. We find tonight that this world is now something that I prevail over, I conquer over. It don't control me. The lust of this world don't control me. The leader of this world don't control me. The love of this world don't control me. That's thrill. That's exciting. I mean, tonight, that's something that you and I are to be shouting over. That in verse 4 says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And so we found the thrill of that. Then we found the trust of it. So not only is it a truth, but it's a thrill, but it's a trust. The Bible says, even our faith. Even our faith. So this victory and this overcoming tonight of the world that's such a threat to us and our family and our children, and our church and the world in which we live tonight is only channeled through faith. So one word tonight can overcome it all. Faith. Faith. Not love. There's a lot of love out there, they say. We got to love, we got to love, we got to love. Everybody's got to love. Everybody has to be goozy and oozy with love. But love won't get you there. Forgiveness. Oh, man, forgiveness is big. Toleration. Oh, man, we got to tolerate everything, right? I mean, listen, all these words, and we could throw a bunch of them out here tonight, but the only word that matters in the world to be overcome is the word faith. Faith. God just makes it real simple for us tonight. You want victory over the word, over the world? Faith. Faith. So we don't have to think about it. We don't have to worry about it. It's just a trust. It's a trust. So this world tonight, which we live in, the world will fall tonight by faith. Tonight, the world will lose tonight by faith. The world dies tonight by faith. And what I mean by that is this, is if we can get up in the morning and the just live by faith, the world won't have anything to do with us. We win. If we tonight can concentrate and put our minds upon the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, that habit or that addiction or that trouble or that difficulty, friend, it won't overcome us, for we overcome it. Amen? I mean, I'm kind of sounding like some of those prosperity gospel preachers right here. I'm kind of getting worried about myself right here. But the fact of the matter is, we win. I like that thought. We win by faith. Amen? And it's not because, but let me just kind of correct that situation. It's not because we claim it. Not because we name it and claim it, and so God has to do it, right? No, it's because faith, right? Faith. Faith. That's a big word tonight for you and I to overcome this world. It's not by our might. It's not by our intellect. It's not by our money. It's not by our work, it's by faith. Faith. Amen? And so tonight we find that Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14 says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Yeah. Paul said that tonight, and he done it by faith. Amen. Is the world crucified unto you, and are you crucified unto the world? Or does the world still got you? Is the world still guiding you around like a little puppy dog? Does the world tonight really interest you and give you some hope? Amen? I'm saying to you tonight that faith will not do that. Now listen tonight, what is faith? And faith in which that you and I have to have faith in. Look, I'm going to read you some scriptures tonight, and I want to ask you a question before I read them. Do you have faith in that? John 1:29 says this, "Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." Do you have faith in that? John 3:17, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Do you have faith in that? John 6:33, "For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Do you have faith in that? John 12:47, "I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." Do you have faith in that? 2 Corinthians 5:19, "To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." Do you have faith in that? And 1 John 2:2, "And He that is the propitiation for our sins, and not for us, for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Do you have faith in that? 1 John 4:9, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." Do you have faith in that? Do you have faith in 1 John 4:14 tonight? The Bible says, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." Do you have faith in that? Faith tonight in Revelation 12:9, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." Do you have faith in that? Faith is power tonight. And if you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight and all that He's done toward the world and for the world tonight, you'll find yourself overcoming. Overcoming. Now, I know we preached all that Sunday, but I want to show you here, and this is kind of where I stop. That word faith there means conviction. My question is this tonight: do you have conviction in Jesus concerning overcoming the world? Are you in conviction that it's the believing Jesus is the Son of God for me to have victory over this world? Are you in conviction on that? Now, conviction's a strong word. I'll pray tonight because that's what the word faith means. It means conviction. I've got a strong conviction. I've got a conviction. I've got a great conviction. And friend, and that conviction that I have tonight will not be changed. It cannot be changed. It won't be changed. It's a conviction that this Jesus and overcoming this world, I have faith in Him. Is that a conviction to you? That's where faith is. Number two. The word faith also means this. It means a confidence. Do you have confidence in Jesus concerning overcoming the world? In other words, tonight, when somebody could say to you, "Hey, have you overcome the world?" Do you have confidence tonight? Say, "I have. My faith is in Christ." Amen. Confidence tonight. Confidence that somebody can't move you off of that. Confidence that you have a stand and that you are founded and that I am believing what God has said in His Word, and I am confident how to overcome this world. I'm confident that I need to overcome this world because it's a threat. I am confident tonight that to overcome this world, I got to have faith, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Confident. Not Muhammad, not Allah, not any other religion or any other God or any other Antichrist, but Jesus and Jesus alone tonight. That's I'm confident in. Faith means confidence. Faith means tonight also means commitment. Do you have a commitment in Jesus Christ overcoming the world? Are you convicted Are you convinced? Are you committed? Tonight, these are the people that will overcome
New
the
Mrs.
world.
Myers.
Those that are committed. Those that are not afraid. Those that are not ashamed. Those that will come forth. Those that will stand up. Those that will live. Those will tell. Those that will share. And those that will reveal and manifest that the Lord Jesus Christ lives in my heart. And I have overcome this world. Tonight, have you made that commitment tonight? Do you have a commitment? I'm just saying tonight, if you're going to overcome this world, if you're going to have triumph in this world, you're going to have faith. Amen? Not faith in your parents, faith in your pastor, faith in your friend, faith in your Sunday school teacher, faith in a philosopher, faith in a professor, faith in the government, faith in granddad, faith in granddaughter, faith in Jesus. And that's the only place where there's going to be a victory. Amen. This faith tonight is generated by God's Word. And this faith is regenerated by God's Spirit. You could say now tonight that word faith means I'm assured. I'm persuaded. I'm convinced. And I'm preserved. I am victorious in faith by Christ. I am a conqueror by faith in Christ. I am greater by faith in Christ. See, overcoming the world tonight is a trust. It's a thrill. It's a truth. It's a triumph. Amen? I preached all that Sunday. Wow. I know all y'all remembered that too. I guarantee everybody remembered every point there. I know. Sister Cheryl, she got all that down. Amen. My last point tonight I want to preach, and it's only 3 pages, Brother Keith. Sister Sophia said that's good. Can I say here tonight, lastly, the Terminator of the world. The Terminator. When I thought about this Terminator, I thought about the Terminator. That Arnold Schwarzenegger guy, right? I mean, years and years ago, the Terminator. And so, but I only thought about it for just a second, and I left it alone. I thought about tonight, if we're going to be having victory, and we're going to overcome the world tonight, that verse 5, it tells the whole story. Because it says this, it says, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So when I look at the scripture here tonight, Jesus is the Terminator. Because there be no way that you can overcome this world or have victory in this world without Jesus to believe upon. If Jesus wasn't there, the world would take us over. The world would have its way with us. But because Jesus tonight is the one in which we believe upon, and it is Jesus tonight that is going to overcome the world. Tonight we can overcome the world as well, and he is the Terminator of it. Not us tonight. And if you think tonight that you're gonna kind of suit up and you're gonna arm up and you're gonna get all your weapons and you're gonna get all the goodies that you might have and say, okay, I'm gonna attack this world, I'm gonna go at it and man fight it and I'm gonna knock it down and I'm gonna win tonight, it's gonna beat you up, spit you out. Friend, you're going to be hurt and wounded. You'll be out. You'll be down. Friend, you can't make it in that tone, in that way. But tonight, Jesus turns the whole thing around. The Terminator tonight. I don't know if you ever thought of Jesus about being the Terminator, but he's the Terminator. Tonight, can I say this? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, it doesn't say that believeth that believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but that Jesus is the Son of God. So we're honing in tonight on Jesus. Do you want to overcome the world? Jesus. Do you want to have victory in life? Jesus. You want to subdue your enemies? Jesus. Do you want to conquer your sin and conquer your temptation and conquer your lust and your desires and pleasures? Jesus. If you want to prevail in trials and troubles and difficulties and problems, Jesus. Whatever there is tonight that the world may offer, good or bad, tonight, Jesus. He is the terminator of the world. And there's anything tonight that the world tonight, the God of this world, is afraid of, is Jesus. And if all the evil spirits and all the demons tonight, at the name of Jesus, they obey. All the clouds, all the water, all the storms, and all of all that takes place among nature tonight obeys Jesus. The sun obeys Jesus. The moon, I mean, every creation of all creation, everything and anything tonight, when Jesus speaks, they must obey. He's the terminator. Friend, if you got Jesus tonight, you're going to win. Can I say tonight that He's the undisputed champion? Undisputed champion. He has won at every turn. He has won at every fight and every battle. Every time He's ever went up and every time they went up against Him, He is undisputed. All of heaven tonight would say, Jesus is champion. I promise you tonight, if you could go to hell and talk to those in hell tonight, they would say something to you like this. They'd say, Jesus is champion. Friend, I say on earth tonight, all those who know Him as Lord and Savior, in our hearts and with our mouth, we would say that Jesus is champion. I just say tonight, heaven, hell, on earth tonight, Jesus is undisputed champion. But not as the undisputed champion, but He's an undefeated champion. Undefeated. I mean, listen, tonight, all those that hate Him, they won't defeat Him. All those that come against Him won't defeat Him. All those who don't believe upon Him won't defeat Him. All those that turn from Him will not defeat Him. All those tonight that ignore Him, and all those tonight that would come in a way tonight that they would try to get rid of Him or remove Him tonight, they won't win. Amen. He is undefeated. He's undisputed tonight. He's undoubted the champion. I like it. The champion. I would have had a big old banner up here that says, Jesus is the champion. The champion. Is He the champion in your life? I mean, tonight, is He the one tonight to get the victory, subdue and conquer and prevail tonight? And you say, it's Jesus that I believe that He's the Son of God. He's my champion. Oh, my. I wish He was the champion for everybody in this world. Can you imagine our world and what it would be like if Jesus was their champion? Man, we wouldn't even need people like Brother Keith, man, or cops. We wouldn't. Not if Jesus is champion. I mean, we wouldn't need lawyers. Dear God, how awful they are. We wouldn't need politicians. Man, listen, get rid of a politician's a grateful thing. I'm telling you, man, you can't get no more depraved than that. I mean, listen, friend, you wouldn't have jails, you wouldn't have prisons, you wouldn't have rehabs, you wouldn't need psychologists and psychiatrists, you wouldn't need all these therapies, you wouldn't need all these things tonight that are trying to hold down and to get in control and to guard and to guide and get all this thing together in this wicked, wild world in which we live tonight. If Jesus was champion, oh my, it would be right. Yes. Champion. Champion. Who's the champion in your life? Jesus. Jesus. You say, well, what is He championing over? Well, He's championing over death and hell. That's right. Amen? Death and hell. There ain't nobody in all the world tonight who ever died and resurrected and still alive. Not one. Buddha is still dead. Confucius is still dead. Muhammad is still dead. And all the rest of the Antichrist and all the rest of the false teachers and all the rest of the false prophets are still dead. But guess who's not dead? Jesus, the champion of death. Amen? Jesus, the champion of hell. Amen? If Jesus is your champion, you're not going to hell. But if Jesus is not your champion, you're going to hell. What makes you different from going to hell or not going to hell? It's the champion. The champion has the keys tonight of hell. The champion tonight has defeated hell and death and the grave. Amen. Champion. Nobody's ever done that. Hey, he's champion over sin, desires, and lust. When the champion comes into your life, when the champion sits on your heart, when the champion is the bishop of your soul, when the champion is the captain of your salvation, when the champion is the author and finisher of your faith, when the champion is your great shepherd, when the champion is the Savior, when the champion tonight is the one tonight's propitiation for your sin, he's the advocate tonight, when the champion tonight is amongst your life, like Colossians chapter 3 said, who is our life? You're going to find that lust and desires and pleasures will dissipate. It will dissipate. Tonight, the reason why you have trouble with sin and trouble with pleasures and trouble with desires is because Jesus is not champion. Bottom line, I got scripture tonight. If you ask me after service, I give them to you. You say, how do I fight against addictions? How do I fight against sin? How do I fight against pleasures and desires? How can I get this cocaine out of my life? How can I get this cigarette off my lip? How can I get this pornography out of my eyes? How can I get this rock and roll music out of my ears? How can I get my hands to stop touching dope? How can I get my heart to stop chasing women or men? How can I get to work and how can I do what's right? I'm going to tell you how. The champion. Jesus. He's the one has defeated tonight death, hell, and the grave. He's defeated sin, lust, and pleasures. Can I say here thirdly tonight, the champion over the flesh, the world, and Satan. The champion. He defeated all our enemies. I mean, friend, listen, the world ain't got nothing to do with us. The flesh can be under subjection under him tonight. We find tonight that we can just set forth and say to Satan, I hate you, Satan, oh smutty face. I mean, get on down the road and go somewhere else tonight. I'm a child of God. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. Let me tell you about you, Satan. You want to come tell me how sorry I am. Tell me how bad I am tonight. But I want to remind you tonight that someday, one day, that Jesus Christ is going to cast you into the lake of fire. So you might as well get on down the road. Amen. He's overcome you. The world tonight. The flesh tonight. I'm just saying tonight, he's a champion. Anybody who feels like he's a champion ought to be shouting already. I mean, you ought to be, your leg ought to be shaking and going that kind of man. Your heart ought to be thumping a little bit. You ought to be saying, boy, I tell you what, I got some blood flowing right now. He's the champion tonight. Death, hell, and the grave. A champion over sin, desires, and lust. A champion over the flesh and the world and Satan. He's a champion tonight over the beast and false prophet and the Antichrist. He's a champion. He's a champion tonight over them three. Oh, when the world tonight will come to a place here someday soon, the rapture will take place and we'll meet our champion in the air. And we'll be with our champion forever. And we'll just get to look on our champion. And maybe we'll just get to fall down like old John did as dead. And maybe the champion will just put his arm on us and touch us and say, just get up. Fear not. I'm here. I was dead, but now I'm alive. I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Wouldn't that be something tonight? Hey, can you imagine tonight? I'm just kind of reminiscing now. I mean, can you imagine tonight when you get to heaven and when you get to see the champion and those crowns that you have gained, those crowns that you have deserved, those crowns that you were worthy to give, and you take those crowns off your head and you throw them at the champion's feet? Amen. And you say, Jesus, you're the champion. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I mean, I tell you tonight, if you would say amen, you'd probably lose your salvation. Because some of y'all won't say it. Y'all sit there and don't say nothing. I don't understand that. You look at me, I look at you, and you just go. I'm thinking, how can they not say at least amen? I mean, I'm thinking tonight when people who hear about Jesus and they don't say amen, they don't say hallelujah, they don't say praise the Lord, they don't say glory to God, they have no expression, they have no meaning, they have no vital signs, they have no breath, they have no energy, they have no life. The Somebody call the hearse because we need to load up some people in there. I mean, listen, I'm just wondering, man, what's going on in their life? And so I could just see when you get to heaven, because in heaven they're going to say hallelujah. And they're going to say amen. And so when you get to heaven, you're going to still feel so out of place because you didn't do it on earth. And why in the world would you do it in heaven? Everybody ask me, shout amen, praise the Lord. There he is, the Lamb of God. Oh, bow down to him. He's worthy. He's worthy of all. You're going to be going, what's wrong with these people, man? Down here on earth, man, I didn't do anything like that. I know Brother Larry, he tried to coerce me to do something like that. He tried to twist my arm. He tried to make me do it, but I didn't do it. I held out. Man, I tell you, I took a stand that day. On the 28th of June on Wednesday night, I will not say amen. I will not say praise the Lord. And I will not raise my hand and show the glory of God that he's a champion. I will not do that. I hold out to the end. I don't know. He's the champion of the beast and false prophet and the Antichrist during the tribulation period. While they're destroying 2/3 of the whole world, all things are being burned up and burned down and burned out. They're going to come up against him and he's just going to defeat them. The Bible says there's going to come war against the Lamb of God and against his armies and against that he calls them the called, the chosen, and faithful. He said he'll overcome them. Yeah. It don't matter how big army you got. Don't matter how many armies, guns, how many tanks you have, how much aircraft you have, how much air planes you have. It don't matter how many atomic bombs you got. They're all bragging over there in Russia how much atomic bombs they have, how many atomic bombs we got, how many North Korea got, Afghanistan got. I mean, all these people got all these atomic bombs. An atomic bomb ain't nothing. Not with God. Amen. Not with the champion. Not with the champion. I mean, listen, tonight, don't fear the champion. The champion has overcome. And so tonight, as we think about that, we think about the Terminator, the champion. He's a champion over kings and nations and over armies. He's a champion. Now, tonight, I think I covered, I got five things here. I think I covered it all. I don't think there's anything tonight that you can bring to my attention that you'd say that Jesus hasn't conquered, that Jesus is not champion over. He's over every single thing in all the world. It don't matter tonight where it's from or how it's coming. He is champion. Turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel 7, verse 14. He is champion. Boy, I love just saying that tonight. I'm talking about to believe Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus being the champion, the Terminator. He says, and there was given him dominion. Now, who's him? Well, him is the, verse 13, like the Son of Man came in the clouds of heaven. Now, who's coming in the clouds of heaven, I wonder? That's Jesus. Came to the Ancients of Days. That's God. And there was given him dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all people, nations, languages should serve him. His dominion is everlasting. That's his power, his authority. That's a champion. Everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. His kingdom that was shall not be destroyed. Now, tonight, you can't read that verse and not come up with this thought. That's a champion. I mean, listen, friend, there's no one else in this whole world tonight can be identified in that verse but Jesus. A champion. Your champion tonight, you're a champion tonight. If you believe Jesus is truly God, you're a champion. Friend, when you believe in Jesus, you become a champion, because the Bible says he that believeth Jesus, that is the Son of God, overcometh. So if Jesus is the champion and you believe upon Jesus, guess what you become? Champion. I'm a champion. I mean, good night. I got some trophies at home that I won. you know, in different arenas and different events and sports things and all that kind of stuff. But, man, when I can think that I'm a champion. All time. Undisputed. Undefeated. Undoubted. Champion. Hey, man, somebody need to take a picture of me, right? That guy, he's a champion. Take a picture of you tonight. You're a champion because you believed in the champion. And you have now overcome the world. Only champions overcome the world. Chumps don't overcome the world. Losers don't overcome the world. Champions overcome the world. You're a champion tonight if you believe Jesus is truly man. You believe he's truly man, 100% man. You believe that he was born of a virgin. You believe he had a sinless life. You believe that he died on a cross. You believe that he rose from the third day. You believe that he ascended into heaven. You believe he's coming back. You believe that he's 100% man, 100% God. He's the God-man tonight. And friend, I'm telling you tonight, you are a champion. A champion. I'm talking about overcoming the world. Look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, and we'll bring this thing to a close. That's the first closing. The Bible says in verse 20, and we know that the Son of God is come. Wow. And hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. We even in his Son, if he's a champion tonight, we're a champion. He's in us and we're in him. Wow. Jesus is come in the flesh tonight. The Bible teaches us a champion. 1 John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory and the glory only begotten of the Father tonight. Jesus is God. 1 John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is God tonight. Jesus has come. 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy. Without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. What does that mean? That God was manifested in the flesh. Do you believe that? You're a champion. A champion. We know Jesus is not only coming, we know Jesus is true. We find that in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. It says that his baptism verified that. God said, this is my beloved Son. So we know he's the Son of God. His cross confirmed that in Matthew chapter 17. The Son of Man. So we find tonight that there has been Jesus is true, according to verse 20, and that we may know that him that is true. Now, only champions can know that. And we are him, or in him that is true. Only champions know champions. So we find tonight a great comfort in that. Lastly, Jesus is God. We are in Christ. We're in God. We're in eternal life. The Bible said here in this verse, it says, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God in eternal life. Who is the true God? Jesus. And who is eternal life? Jesus. And who are we in? Him. Who is he in? Us. He's the champion. We're the champion. We are champions tonight. I say tonight I'm unworthy to be a champion. I say tonight that I'm undeserving to be a champion. But I know this tonight because of the Terminator, because of Jesus. He that is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he, right, believes Jesus is the Son of God. Are you a champion? I pray you are tonight. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. I don't know about you, but God did something for me with these messages these last three times. My heart is so thrilled. My heart is so full tonight. that God would make me a champion in Christ. Wow. Overcoming the world. I feel sorry for so many people. The world's overcome you. It's beating you up. It's keeping you down. It's keeping you back. You stay in your rebellious ways, your stubbornest heart. Sin is just ruling your lives and running your lives at that. You're not happy. There's no joy. You're miserable. And you have nowhere to go. You ain't got no what, you don't know what to do. And tonight, Jesus is the only way. I'd pray tonight that you'd humble yourself. I pray tonight that you'd remove your pride. And you'd bow your knee and bow your heart tonight and say, Jesus, I'm just a sinner. I'm of this world. I'm just the world. But tonight, Lord, I want to be a champion. I repent of my sin. I turn from my wicked ways. Lord, I lay down all that I am and who I am. And Lord, I'm going to take up your cross. And Lord, I'm going to put my faith and my trust into the blood of Jesus Christ, that my sins will be forgiven, and that the Holy Ghost of God would come in and dwell in my life. And then I can have power and authority to overcome this world. I pray you do that this evening. Would you come? Would you come? This may be your last call. If the Holy Ghost of God's not drawing you tonight, I know why you're not coming. But if he is tonight, don't resist it. Don't resist it. Just follow the Lord. Anybody tonight to say, I want to get saved. And I just want to shout out for the Lord. He's my champion and I'm a champion. I've overcome the world because I've been born of God. Boy, that's encouraging. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Thank you. Anybody else tonight? Well, as these are praying here tonight, we'll just begin to tell you to pray for Colleen. Do that, I pray. I pray you pray for Arnold and Connie. You'll pray for that couple, that family. I pray tonight that you'd pray for Buddy, my father-in-law. He's still in the hospital. I'd ask you also to pray for Debbie as she's having a hard time with the condition of her father. I ask you to pray for me.
Would you be freed from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in each life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
there is power,
wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb,
of the Lamb.
There is power,
there is power,
wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus your King?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Would you live daily his praises to sing?
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power,
there is power, wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb,
of the Lamb.
There is power,
there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.